There is no one like you. There is no one like you. There is no one like you.
You, Jesus, there is none like you, Lord. You're the God, God of heaven and the earth. There is no one like you.
There is no one.
You're the God, the creator of the heaven and the earth.
lift your voice unto him and bless him. Neighbor by your right, by your left, and you will let's lift up his name together. Let's lift him up together. That's what I saw. Let's lift him up together. As we say, we lift up your name, you lift your hands to heaven to lift his name together. We lift your name.
Higher.
We lift your name.
Higher.
Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I want you to sprinkle the blood of Jesus upon yourself. I want you to sprinkle the blood of Jesus upon yourself. Ask the blood to cleanse you from all sins, all unrighteousness. Ask the blood to pave the way to the throne of grace, the throne of mercy for you, so that you can obtain blessings of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. By the blood, I receive mercy. I receive mercy. I invoke the mercy of God upon my life by the blood of Jesus. The blood speak of mercy. I receive mercy of the Lord. Father, forgive every sin you can behold in my life today. I repent from the sins. I repent from every form of sin, every form of hindrance to blessings. I repent. Lord, let your blood forgive my sins. Let your blood atone for my sins. Wash me and cleanse me from all sins by the blood of the Lamb. I come into the throne of grace through the blood, by the blood of the Lamb. I receive mercy of the Lord by the blood of Jesus. I receive your blessings by the blood of Jesus. I will be blessed of the Lord today. I will be blessed of the Lord forever. The Lord that made heaven and the earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we invoke your mercy upon our lives by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness and open door to the throne of grace. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are here to meet with our God. Lord, we pray that we encounter you, God, in a special manner. In the name of Jesus. At the end, let your name be glorified. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name we pray. We may please be seated. You are welcome to God's presence this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We share briefly from the scriptures before we go to make some powerful prayers. Amen. But before I go, I remember our building project. We have some booklet they have prepared to make it easy for us to engage our friends, our relations, our neighbors that might want to support us in the project. It's called Extra Project because God used stir up the spirit of Cyrus, a Gentile king, to make the people of God to go and build the house of God. So God can use anybody, anywhere, to do his work. Amen. God will use us for his glory, and then God will use those around us also for his glory. Are the booklet ready or they are not? Okay, during the announcement, we distribute it to you. In the book of Jonah that we read, we see that another fundamental principle about the Almighty God. It shows here also that everywhere, God is everywhere. We are talking about omnipresent God. Omnipresent God, we shared about it in the last week. The man of God that shared with you talked quite a lot about Psalm 139, that we can't run away from the presence of God. If whether in heaven, whether on earth, whether under the earth, God is everywhere. David was speaking that Psalm 139, that God is everywhere. And in this book of Jonah that we read as well, we see that Jonah thought he could run away from the presence of God. God gave him a message to deliver to the people of Nineveh. And he thought that, I don't want to deliver this message. I just want you to, these people are wicked. You just must judge them. They have to perish. I don't care. So they have to pay for their sins. So, but God said, that's not what I want to do. I want to give them a chance. So go and preach to them. The Bible says he took a ship and run somewhere else to Tarshish. But for God to show that his omnipresence, so in the ship, God was present, and God sent a kind of wind or tornado upon the sea. And the sea was raging, and the ship wanted to collapse. And the people, the captain and that was there knew that from his experience, maybe somebody here is strange that is causing this problem. Upon investigation, they discovered that Jonah was the problem. And they said, what shall we do to this guy? They interrogated him, as when you caught a suspect and you begin to interrogate him. So they interrogated him, and he said that, yes, that's true. I was disobedient to God. I was running away from God for so reason. Is that so? What can we do to you? Say, maybe if you throw me out of this place into the water, things will be fine. And they were surprised. Immediately they took Jonah and dropped him in the water. Everything became normal. Hallelujah. I pray today you'll be able to locate the foundation of your problem, and you'll be able to deal with it decisively in Jesus' name. So God is an omnipresent God. And he proved his omnipresence further, that he can be, God is everywhere. Even with his creation, with the big shell that God used to swallow up Jonah and took him to where he wanted him to serve him, God was there. Even inside the belly of the whale, God was there with him. So anywhere you are in life, God is present. God is there with you. Praise God, as we have heard last week. And I pray that God will always be with you all the days of your life in Jesus' name. So what other inferences we can gain is that being omnipresent means that God is present everywhere. With his whole being at all times. Yet, one important thing about that we must now understand about the omnipresence of God is that he acts differently in different places. He acts differently in different places. He can decide to put rain in this area, rain of blessing. And in other places, he can decide not to do anything. And people will be saying, is God not around? God is around. But he decided to act in a different manner. Hallelujah. Other churches might be singing and praising God. God might decide not to bless at all. It will just be empty noises. Hallelujah. Because they are not observing his commandment. They are not observing his rule. When God is present in a place, from study, God is present in three ways. God is either present to punish, or he's present to sustain. May God sustain your life in Jesus' name. May God sustain your health in Jesus' name. May God sustain your family in Jesus' name. May God sustain your business in Jesus' name. God is also present to sustain and to bless. The third way that God is present in a particular place, among a particular people, is also to bless. And that's what I like. I don't know about you. I want God to bless me, to be present, to bless me. To bless me, to empower to prosper, empower to succeed, empower to progress, empower to achieve. May God begin to be present, to bless you, to empower you to prosper, to empower you to progress, to empower you to succeed in every area of life in Jesus' name. God is present, he acts in these three different dimensions when he's present in a particular place. In Amos chapter 9, verse 1 to 4, he said that there is nowhere anybody can run to if he wants to punish an individual. There is nowhere the person can run to. The person will experience the judgment of God. Amos 1 to 4, we'll not be able to read it. In Acts chapter 5, we discover how church was doing well there, and brethren was selling their properties for the work of God, for the work of missions and things like that. But there was a particular family that sold what they had and they kept part of it from God. Instead of telling the apostles that, look, we don't want to give everything that we have unto this work. We just wanted to give a part of it. But they came to the presence of the apostle and they lied. And God was annoyed. In that case, God was present to punish. The Bible says the two couple, they died. Because at that particular time, God was present to punish. We see other instances in Numbers chapter 12. When some members, leaders of the church, they rose against Moses, and God appeared. And God said, God challenged Aaron, Miriam, or what's he called, Aaron and his and their group. That why are you challenging my son? Is it you that I call to lead my people? And before you know it, the Bible says Miriam was leprous. God was present in that instance to do what? To punish. Also in Numbers chapter 14, in their journey to the promised land, some people were sent as spies to spy the land, and they came back to give a faithless report instead of a faithful report, an unbelieving report instead of a believing report. And God appeared in the cloud. God was there and was ready to strike them. But Moses had to stand in the land and say, God, if you strike these people, if you kill them, then the nation will be saying that you brought them out of the wilderness just to destroy them. Please spare them. And that's how the people were spared. But God said, I want to deal with these people and raise another generation through you. But the same leader that they attacked stood in the gap to intercede so that they would not perish. So there are different references to show that God can be present to judge or to punish people for their wrongs. God can be present to sustain. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 17, probably we open to that. Colossians chapter 1, verse 17, God can be present to sustain. Colossians chapter 1, verse 17. The Bible says that in him, okay, let's take it from 16. For by him all things were created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. In Christ, all things consist. He's present to sustain. He sustains all things. He created these things, and he goes on to sustain them. And that's why I am sure that the Almighty God will sustain you through the journey of life in Jesus' name. I say the Almighty God will sustain you through the journey of your life in Jesus' name. He's present to sustain. He's also present to bless. In Psalm 16, verse 11, the Bible says, in his presence is what? Fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. When you come to his presence, he will do something that will bring joy to you. He will bring something that we have cause to rejoice. And I do believe that there is an individual here that God will do something in his life that will cause you to rejoice very soon. If you are in that category, shout it loud, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is present to bless. That's why in Exodus chapter 33, Moses, knowing this truth, said, God, if you will not go with us, if your presence will not go with us, do not bring us up hence. Verse 15, Exodus chapter 33, verse 15, then he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up hence. For how shall it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So shall we be separate, your people and I, from all the people that are on the earth. In other words, so shall we be special before you if you go with us. He's present to bless. In verse 10, he said, chapter 34, verse 10, and he said, behold, I'll make a covenant before all people. I will do marvels, such as have not done before in all the earth, not in any nation. And all the people among whom you are shall see the work of the Lord. For it is awesome thing that I will do with you. God will do awesome things in your life in Jesus' name. In Mark chapter 3, verse 15, the Bible says Jesus was somewhere preaching, and the power of God was present to heal. The power of God was present to heal, to bless. And that's why I do believe God today, that the power of God is present here today to meet every of your needs in the name of Jesus. I will end with John chapter 5, which was shared in the Holy Ghost service, because I want us to take some prayers from that passage. John chapter 5. We see a situation of an individual, the Bible describing as a certain man, who was in a particular state for 38 years. Who was weak, he was infirm, who was sick for 38 years, who was in problem for 38 years. John chapter 5, verse 5 says, now a certain man was there, who had an infirmity for 38 years. When you read that story very well, you discover that a miracle always occurs in that pool every year. An angel will come and trouble the pool. And anybody that first of all enter into that pool will be healed of whatever sickness, whatever problem he had. But this guy was so weak that he couldn't carry himself onto the pool. So for 38 years, there were divine visitations for 38 years. And he was robbed of miracles for 38 years. 38 years of visitations upon visitation, and he couldn't get a miracle. He was robbed every time there was a miracle. He was robbed of his miracle for 38 good years. Until Jesus came and said, that is enough. Today, now today, I'm calling you up. I'm calling you higher. I'm calling you out of your situation onto a new leaf of life. Hallelujah. Today, God will stand on somebody today and he will tell the individual, it is time for you to come up higher. It is time for you to come up higher bodily. You'll be moved from sickness to health. It is time for you to come up higher financially. You will move from the poor to become the rich. And if you are rich or comfortable before, God will move you to a realm of prosperity that you have never imagined before. Maybe you are failing before, you think yourself you are a failure. But Jesus, that came to this certain man who was in problem for 38 years and delivered him, will come to your rescue. It will move you from failure to success in the name of Jesus. So let's stand to our feet, please, and take some prayer points along this line. You will talk to God. Say, Father, let me no longer be robbed of my miracle in the name of Jesus. Let it please you to choose this time to visit me in the name of Jesus. To call me higher in the name of Jesus. Let's talk to God. Let's talk to all the Almighty God. Let it please you to call me higher out of my present situation to a new level of life. Lord, let it please you to call me higher in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it please you, Almighty God. Let it please you, O God, to take me to a new level of life, to a new leaf of life in the name of Jesus. Father, you are the Lord that attended to the man that was in problem for 38 years. And you changed his story. Father, change my story today. Change my story today in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The guy started a journey upward from that encounter with Jesus Christ. So you will talk to God. You say, Father, from now on, let my journey in life be constantly upwards in the name of Jesus. Let my journey in life be constantly upwards in the name of Jesus. Let my journey in life be constantly upwards in the name of Jesus. Let my journey in life be constantly upward in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. One day came that Jesus came and pulled him up out of his predicament to a new level of life. Psalm 40 said, God, take me out of the miry clay, out of the horrible pit, and set me on a new level, on a higher level. So you will talk to your father, my father. You will say, Father, pull me out today, out of the miry clay of life, and never to return again. In the name of Jesus, talk to God. Father, pull me out of every miry clay of life that I find myself. Omnipresent God, pull me out in the name of Jesus and never to return again. Pull me out of the miry clay of life that I find myself. Miry clay of death that I find myself. Pull me out by your supernatural power. You that pull out that certain man that had infirmity for 38 years. Today, pull me out also, out of the miry clay of life, never to return back again. Never to return back again. Pull me out, Almighty God. Pull me out, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Pull me out today. Pull me out today. Pull me out of the miry clay of sickness. Never to return back onto the sickness. Pull me out of the miry clay of failure and never to return back again. Pull me out of the miry clay of poverty, never to return back to it again. Pull me out of the miry clay of sin, never to return back again. Pull me out of the miry clay of barrenness, spiritual barrenness, physical barrenness. Pull me out today, omnipotent God, omnipresent God. Father, pull me out. As you pull out the man with infirmity for 38 years, on a particular day, on a favorable day, you pull him out. Lord, pull me out of the present predicament that I find myself, never to return again. Pull me out, King of Kings. Pull me out, O God, In the mighty name of Jesus, pull me out, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Jesus asked that man, do you want to be made well? You want to talk to God. Say, Father, the grace to be willing to come higher to a new level. Father, please give me today. Father, please give me that grace to move to a new level you ordained for me. A new level you ordained for me in life, in ministry, in my business, in my career. Release the grace. Jesus is always asking, will you be made whole? Will you be made well? Do you want to come higher? Do you want me to do something new in your life? Father, I'm willing, oh God, give me the grace to go to the new level you have ordained for me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Masaka riboshki. Reposoko riboboso remakasheko riboboso ribabashende. Mekeke riboso ribaske. In Jesus' name we pray. Jesus stood over the infirm man and scattered the forces of darkness that was keeping him in bondage for 38 years. So you want to cry to him today and say, Father, all the forces that have kept me on the same level all these years, scatter them in the name of Jesus. Scatter them in the name of Jesus. All the forces that have kept me in the same position, Lord, arise and scatter them. Arise and scatter them today. All the forces that said that will not achieve something great in life, arise and scatter them. Household enemies, arise and scatter them. Enemies that are behaving like friends, arise and scatter them. All the forces that have kept me for these years, oh God, wherever they are, arise and scatter them. Omnipresent God, you know where they are walking from. You know where they are operating from. I might not know. You know where they are operating from, whether in the air, whether inside a forest, whether in a tree, whether in the water. Arise and scatter them. Arise and scatter them. Man of war, arise and scatter them now. In the name of Jesus. Reach out to where they are and scatter them. And scatter them. In the name of Jesus. I must move to the new level you ordained for me. New level of joy. New level of success. New level of health. New level of prosperity you have ordained for me. Every power, all the forces that are keeping me in the same position all these years. All those forces that say I will not make progress in life. Oh God, arise and scatter them. Arise and scatter them. Arise and scatter them. In the name of Jesus. Arise and scatter them. Medele gabrade. Rebrada la gaboshke. Rebrada la gaboshke. Rebosukunri makashende. Rebosukunri makashkende. All those powers asking where is my God. Arise and show them. Arise and show them. Arise and show them that I'm serving the living God. Arise and show them that I'm serving the Almighty God. Arise and show them I'm serving the Lord of hosts. Arise and show them I'm serving the man of war. Arise and show them today. Arise and show them today. Arise and show them today. Arise and make my story different today. Arise, O Lord Almighty, and perfect and concerned me. Arise, perfect and concerned me today. Arise, perfect and concerned me today. Arise, perfect and concerned me today. In the name of Jesus, arise and perfect that concerning me today. In the name of Jesus, arise, perfect that concerning me today. In the name of Jesus, arise, perfect that concerning me today. Brodolega, brodokoskepo, brodolega brashke, rebrada la gabasheke lega broskepo, rambrodolega brashkepo, yege dolega braskapa, yege delegege rebo. Brodolega, brodolega braska, maladolega broske kashkepo, rebradaga, gegegerebo. Oh God, arise on my behalf and scatter the enemies. Oh God, arise and scatter those that are keeping me in the same position for this year, keeping my wife in the same position. Arise and scatter them. Arise and scatter them. Arise and scatter them. Arise and scatter them, oh God. Arise and scatter. Arise and scatter. All those souls that are keeping my children in the same spot this year, oh God, arise and scatter them. Arise and scatter them. All those souls trying to keep your people in the same spot, arise and scatter them. Oh Lord of hosts, arise and scatter them. Arise and scatter them. Arise and scatter them. All those voices that said, I will not get immigration paper in this country, arise and scatter them. Arise and scatter them. All those voices that say, I will not prosper in this nation, I will not make it in this nation, oh God, arise and scatter them. All those voices that want to continue to put this nation in perpetual darkness, oh God, arise and scatter them. All Asian forces, all strongholds that say this nation will not come to life, will not experience revival of righteousness, oh God, arise and scatter them. Omnipotent God, omnipresent God, omniscience God, omnicompetent God, arise and undo them. Arise and undo them and scatter them. Arise and judge them, omnicompetent God. Arise and judge them. Arise and scatter them. Arise and deal with them. Arise urgently today. Arise urgently now. Arise and scatter them, Almighty God, that your name might be glorified. Meshikaboria, Maribos Koposke Pokodus. In Jesus' name we pray. I find the Lord, the General Overseer, was describing during the convention that this is our year of Jubilee. Let somebody say, this is my year of Jubilee. Say it loud and clear, this is my year of Jubilee. In the year of Jubilee is a year of freedom, a year of liberty, a year whereby you are released to your destiny. If you are being under servanthood, under servitude, or what do you call it before, on the year of Jubilee, it is a divine command that you must be released to your destiny. You must be set free to achieve your goal in life. You must not no longer be under servanthood anymore. He said that, he told God that, God, this 60 years is not 50 years. He said, God said, if I command something, who can withstand it? I said, this is the year of Jubilee for you people. This is the year that I'm commanding Jubilee upon you. I'm commanding restoration of those things that the enemy has stolen. I will read the scripture, then we'll do this final prayer. In Leviticus chapter 25, the Bible talks about Jubilee. And listen to this. Verse 10 says, and you shall consecrate the 58th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all its inhabitants. You shall proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all its inhabitants. To how many inhabitants? All the inhabitants. You shall proclaim Jubilee. It shall be Jubilee to you. And each of you shall return to his possession. And each of you shall return to his family. The 58th year shall be a Jubilee to you. In it you shall neither sow nor reap that grows of its own accord, nor gather the grapes of your intended vine. For it is the Jubilee. It shall be holy to you. You shall eat the produce of its land. It's a year of rest, because what God normally do preceding Jubilee is to command his blessing upon their produce, upon their seed they sow. So the seed will produce harvest that will last for 3 years. Not an harvest for a year. It will last for 3 years. Triple blessings he command upon his people on the year of Jubilee. So you will talk to God and you say, Father, this is the year of Jubilee for us as a church. And Jubilee is available for all the inhabitants of the land. I declare Jubilee in my life. In the name of Jesus, I command Jubilee in my life. In my family, I declare liberty. I declare freedom. I declare liberty. I declare release. to my greatness. Release to my joy. Release to my blessing. I declare jubilee. You have told your servant, and you are not a man that should lie, neither the son of man that should repent, that this year is a year of jubilee for your people. And the jubilee is available for all its inhabitants. I declare jubilee in my life. I declare jubilee in my life. I declare liberty. I declare restoration of every good thing of life that I have lost. I declare restoration of opportunities that I have lost in life. I declare restoration. I declare your blessing. God said, I will command my blessing upon your life. It's there in the same chapter 25. God said, I will command my blessing upon you. He said, when you sow in the sixth year, verse 21, then I will command my blessing on you in the sixth year, and it will bring forth produce enough for 3 years. It will bring forth produce enough for 3 years. Father, I declare your blessings, multiple blessings upon my life. I enter into my jubilee. In the name of Jesus, I enter into my blessing. I enter into my health. I enter into my health. I enter into my fruitfulness. I enter into my prosperity. I enter into my success. I enter into my destiny this year. In the name of Jesus. Agree with your neighbor. Father, I agree with my neighbor that he will enter into his jubilee this year. Enter into your jubilee in the name of Jesus. Enter into your liberty. Let your family enter into their liberty. Let your children enter into their liberty. Let your spouse enter into your liberty. Enter into your destiny. Enter into your joy. Enter into your blessings. This is a year of jubilee for you. This is a year of jubilee for you. In the name of Jesus, I proclaim jubilee for you. I proclaim jubilee of the Lord for you. I proclaim jubilee. I command jubilee upon you. I command God's blessing in multiple dimensions upon your life. Broto Liga, enter into your jubilee. Enter into your freedom. Enter into your liberty. Be released to your greatness. Be released to your success. Be released to your prosperity. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Place your right hand upon your head. Father, I pronounce your jubilee upon everyone represented here and their family. I pronounce jubilee upon every member of this church. In the name of Jesus, enter into your joy. Enter into your liberty. Enter into your celebration this year in the name of Jesus. By the hand of the Almighty God, the God of Israel, the God of Jubilee, enter into your Jubilee in the name of Jesus. By the finger of God, enter into your Jubilee in the name of Jesus. There shall be restoration in your life of every lost blessings, of every lost opportunities. In the name of Jesus, and I declare that you'll be released to serve God. You'll be released to fulfill destinies. You'll be released to your greatness. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Omnipresent God, we bless your name. For in Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Amen.